Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Melanie Taylor. Thank you so much for joining me this Sunday morning, Odyssey Radio. I am honored this morning to be joined by Mr. Carlos T. Carter, the Executive Director of the Homeless Children's Education Fund. And I'll be giving you the website throughout the course of this interview this morning. It's homelessfund.org. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What does the T stand for? Am I allowed to ask that or no in your middle name?
Terrific, tenacious. Actually, it's Tyrone.
I love that. I love the name.
Carlos Tyrone Carter, but I just abbreviated it to the T.
I absolutely love it. It flows very well. So let me get the backstory on you. Born and raised, where you went to school, and then we're going to get into exactly what the executive director of the Homeless Children's Education Fund does and exactly what the Homeless Children's Education Fund is. So talk about you a little bit.
Okay. So basically, I'm a native Pittsburgher. Grew up Duquesne area, partly Wilkinsburg area. Mm-hmm. Went to city schools. Actually went to college here as well. So for high school, I went to Perry.
Okay.
And I went to community college. And I went, that's where I met my wife. And then I went to Pitt, then Robert Morris for graduate school.
Wow.
And now I live in the Ambridge area. I live in the Harmony Township above Ambridge. So, but work in the city in the Hill District every day, but definitely born and raised in Pittsburgh for sure.
I love it. I love when I talk to everybody and do these interviews and we talk to Southwestern Pennsylvania, born and raised. So me too, born and raised, never really moved out of the area. Been doing this for 25 years. So Carlos, you know how it feels. It feels good. We feel like we're intertwined in Pittsburgh. That's who we are.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So before you tell me exactly what the executive director does, tell everybody listening this morning what the Homeless Children's Education Fund actually is.
Right. The Homeless Children's Education Fund is a nonprofit created 22 years ago. Our mission is to advance the education of children and youth experiencing homelessness in Allegheny County, empowering them to be productive and empowered citizens. And so basically, we work to, help kids break the cycle of homelessness through education. Last year, in 2019, they identified over 3,000 youth experiencing homelessness and 4,000 before that. It seems like the number has gone down, but it's not. Sometimes there's issues around identification. But these kids are smart, they're resilient, they're intelligent, and we really want to help them. They face many challenges, but their gifts and potential is even greater. And so we believe that these young people, if provided with the same opportunities as their stably housed peers, that they can excel. And so we serve them in various ways. We have a backpack program where we give out over 2,000 backpacks a year. The reason why that's important, because a lot of times when people are experiencing homelessness, they don't have the resources. And one mother said she didn't have to be ashamed last year because she was able to provide a backpack to her kids. And that just really touched my heart because we do this, but you don't realize that just the really impact it has on people. What mom wants to be ashamed that she can't provide school supplies to her kid, and so we also have education programs. We have our Building Blocks for Success program. We work with local homeless shelters. We have after school programs where we connect kids to STEM and STEAM. We help them with their homework because kids experiencing homelessness are four times as likely to be developmentally delayed and twice as likely to have disabilities just because of the trauma they experienced during homelessness before that. And so we like to help build their self-esteem. Social emotional learning is very important, a part of what we do, although we always stress education. But more importantly, we want our young people to feel valued, loved, and supported because if people don't matter, how can they, if they don't know they matter, how can they be successful? If people are hungry, or don't have a place to stay housed at heart, it's hard to be awesome. So even though the light is in there, but you know, sometimes our job is to help remove barriers and shade so our young people's lights can shine, because they are all the light. And so, you know, through these after school programs, again, they're connected to tutoring, mentoring, STEM and STEAM, and just to get a grade level. We also have our Hope Through Learning Award, which is, I really love. We're having a ceremony, I think, on the 16th of July this year, where we recognize like up to 10 students who have experienced homelessness with $2,500 awards for college. And it's really changed lives for people. And not just, it goes directly to them, so they can be about food, whatever they need, bedding and things like that. We also have a teen program. And so when people think in terms of homelessness, they think of people on the street, but most people are doubled up, which means they're like living with relatives or very unstable situations. Some people may bounce around like 8 times a year. Just imagine the impact that on your school and ability to excel. No wonder you see some of the negative stats, you know, around these students getting through high school. But like through that program, through our teen program, we're helping the kids get on a path to college and career. And that's important, because if you don't get a high school diploma or GET, you're 4.5 times more likely to experience homelessness. So it's the number one factor in determine, you know, homelessness. And so these are some amazing students, and we see them going to various colleges, and just great stories that really, you know, touch your heart. We also pay for, you know, like programs like for Light of Life and other places if students want to do different things, different STEM and STEAM programs. We're about to start our mobile learning program as well, where we're going to families to support them. So we do a lot. I can go on and on. At the end of the day, we want to see our kids win, and we do whatever it takes, whether it's providing technology, tutors, access, advocating for them in schools, whatever they need. You know, like I said, we raise a lot of money, and so shame on us if we have resources that our donors have entrusted us and we're not using them to help empower our families to realize their full potential, despite, you know, their housing status.
Yeah, this is so important. We're talking this morning to Carlos T. Carter, the Executive Director of the Homeless Children's Education Fund. The website I'll give you throughout the morning. Thank you for joining us on Odyssey Radio. It's Melanie Taylor, is homelessfund.org, homelessfund.org. Super easy. And you know what, Carlos, you're so right, being that the children are the light, they're our future. This is who we have to worry about. And somebody might be listening this morning and thinking, well, this doesn't affect me. But guess what? You may know somebody that is affected by this, or even more so, especially within my school district where my kids go and other school districts outside of Allegheny County, in Allegheny County, you might not know who's actually experiencing homelessness. You know, those kids, you don't actually know what's going on behind those closed doors. And, you know, you mentioned the hopping from couch to couch or home to home. So homelessness, I was reading the statistics that you had sent me in an email a couple of week or so ago. The K through 12 education is defined as lacking a regular, fixed, and adequate nighttime residence. So explain that a little bit too, meaning they just don't have somewhere to go at the evening, or just it's not somewhere every single night. It's a different place, right?
Right. Basically, it's dealing with housing instability.
Yeah.
And so, as I mentioned, like 75% of the people, they're not the people you see on the streets. Like when people think in terms of a homeless person, they think of a white male, because that's what people show. But it's actually women and children are the bulk of it. And so they don't have a sign saying I'm experiencing homelessness, but they don't know where they're going to stay. And so everybody's not in a healthy situation to stay with grandma. Some people are in situations where some people being sexually trafficked, some people aren't safe. And just think what it's like not having your own space. Just think when you have a bunch of relatives in house, so you're in these crowded conditions and ability to even learn, especially in a virtual learning space. And, you know, landlords can throw you out because you're not on a lease. People can get tired of you and throw you out. So there's a lot of things that contribute to the unhealthy situation that impacts you, not only your mental health, but additionally your ability to succeed educationally. And again, we're concerned about mental health as a person first, and we wanted to get you excited about education. And so we can't separate the two.
Right.
But that's what it is. It's the basically instability. And so a lot of people do experience that, and people aren't aware because people are ashamed. So they're not going to tell you.
You're not going to tell you. That's something you just don't go up and you know, have a conversation with somebody. It was founded, the Homeless Children's Education Fund, in 1999. So as the executive director, Carlos T. Carter, tell me how long you've been there and what exactly the executive director does.
Okay. Well, I've been here for almost 5 years now. Mm-hmm. I was a banker for many years, a corporate banker for many years before transitioning to this role. But that's a very interesting question. So my job, I like how one lady calls her title the Chief Possibility Officer. And so I think my job is to bring anything that seems impossible possible, right, to empower my people who are amazing a team. I think they said our team is one of the best organizations in history. They're pretty remarkable. And I always say that, you know, they're the sun and I'm the moon, and I simply reflect off of their greatness.
Right.
And my people, not only do they serve, but they serve with love. And that's important, not just what you do, but how you do it. But my role basically is to make sure we're fulfilling the mission, motivate the team, help work with them to remove barriers, to make sure we're doing what it takes to support our kids and families. And so just making the impossible possible, you know, with my team, you know, for our kids, like, you know, during COVID, we realized kids were needing certain things, you know. Yeah. We even helped a lady with a bed, right? She was a mom who was dealing with domestic violence. That's a big cause of homelessness too, people don't realize.
I know.
And so that's a huge part of it. And, you know, she was surviving domestic violence and cancer at the same time and trying to manage two kids. Imagine that. And so she didn't have a place to stay. And so we said, hey, let's do it. You know, so we picked her a bed, not any bed. We wanted to get her a good bed. What color you want? What do you want?
Yeah.
And she said she was more rested and she could support her kids' education. So my job is to raise money, move barriers, and just make sure our mission is fulfilled. And my vision for HCF as a leader is to is that all kids are able to succeed despite their housing status. The kids experiencing homelessness are able to create a broader vision for themselves that transcends stereotypes in the current living situations. And that's important and critical because many of our students can't see past the crisis they're facing, but we want to help meet their needs and help them see the bigger picture and let them know that they can do anything.
That's absolutely amazing. Well said. Before we get into, I want to ask about volunteerism and donations. So somebody's listening this morning and this nonprofit touches their heart and they want to donate. I know you're going to tell me how we can do that. But first, I want to ask you something. We're talking this morning to Carlos T. Carter, the executive director of the Homeless Children's Education Fund. It's Melanie Taylor on Odyssey Radio. It's homelessfund.org. The website's very easy. homelessfund.org. So before we get into the volunteering, and you know, things look a little different with COVID, we understand that, and donating. So partner with 27 housing agencies and 4 school districts. I see that in my notes that you said. Explain that a little bit too.
So basically, we do partner with many housing agencies, supporting them, like I said, with the backpacks, mm-hmm. with programming, with supplies, even continuing education, whatever they need to help support the young people. So a lot of times there's not a lot of money in a budget for children and things like that. And the schools we work with in a number of ways, we partner with them with tutoring, again, helping the counselors to support these students and their education and meeting their needs. And we even have a DBT program actually where we're helping kids to manage stress and destructive behaviors. And so, because again, we're concerned about the student as well as their education. And so those are the main ways, and advocacy, making sure that they're being taking care of the responsibility for these kids, the McKinney Vento Act, there's certain protections that kids and families have, and making sure that they're getting those supports and protections.
Right. Good to know. All right. So if somebody's listening and they maybe, or hope for a better tomorrow, we're on the path of things looking hopeful and more open and better. Everybody needs to be kinder and different this year. Every year, everybody should be kinder and more giving every single day, if you ask my opinion. But
amen, preach as they say.
Right? So if somebody would like to volunteer their time, how could they go about and do that? And what, maybe there's a major corporation listening today, or maybe there's just one person who just, this is really important to them and they want to know how they can donate. How could they go ahead and do that, both the Homeless Children's Education Fund, donate and volunteer?
Okay, we like donors and volunteers.
Yes, both.
Right? It's not just money, but it's like finding people who believe what we believe and want to make a difference in the world for our children and families. And so donate, I'll take care of that first. That's easiest. Go to www.homelessfund.org and select the donate button. And also look at our videos and about section. We have a Raising Hope and Bridge of Hope videos. Will really touch your heart, and you'll be moved to get involved from those videos. Get your tissue, because you will be inspired, I guarantee you. So I'll warn you that from that. And so other ways to get involved is volunteering. So you can be a virtual tutor, especially right now. We're starting our summer program and we're doing some outside, following COVID guidelines, so we could use volunteers, especially people with teaching backgrounds, but people with hearts for children. And so also people sometimes will help with deliveries to families, things that they need. Sometimes people can do a fundraiser. You can do a Zoom raiser or outdoor party. It's a volunteering as well as you know, raising money as well. You know, just spreading our empathy and love towards people experiencing homelessness, realizing that I always say our job is to peel back labels and discover people, right? It's easy for us to put a label on someone, but that person still, if you cut them, they'll still bleed. They still have a heart. And at the end of the day, everybody wants the best for their children and families, no matter what race, background, you know, social, you know, sexual orientation, or where you're from. Most people want hope and an opportunity to live their best lives.
Amen. Amen. All right. We're talking this morning to Carlos T. Carter, the executive director of the Homeless Children's Education Fund. Homeless Children's Education Fund, the website is very easy. Here it is, homelessfund.org. It's Melanie Taylor on Odyssey Radio. Thank you for joining us this morning. And, you know, 501c3s, nonprofits, you know, everybody has taken a hit financially this year. So it's good to know the volunteering and the donation is very easy to do. Like you said, Carlos, you can just go to homelessfund.org. We talked off the air about this really quickly. So why don't you mention what Pittsburgh Steeler Juju Smith-Schuster said about Homeless Children's Education Fund? Talk about that.
Yeah, well, we were really excited. And so years ago, he did Juju class for us. His mom was really touched by our mission. I remember she was interviewing us, and I said, her mom, her name is Sammy. I love her. I said, no, Sammy, we are your charity, because I think they had experienced homelessness themselves. So that was very near and dear to the heart. And so most recently, through his now new foundation, he picked 10 nonprofits that he believed helped lift the spirits of young people in the city. And so I was just so honored, because there are thousands, I think over 4,000 nonprofits in this region. And so I'm honored that he recognized the work that we do. And so we were so excited, you know, and actually it was a week when I got it. I kind of was having a down week. I have many of those. And I sent his mom an Instagram message. I said, you know what? I was having some rough patches, but this surely was a ray of sunlight for me today. And so it just touched my heart, because we don't take any donation for granted, no matter how big or small, because at the end of the day, it's empowering our kids, right? It's giving them an opportunity to experience the same supports that others have, because we believe our kids can do anything. Like I said, they're smart, they're bright. And just because you're facing challenges doesn't mean that your future isn't bright. And so every dollar helps us to create and facilitate that bright future for our kids. And not even just empowering, but igniting the power that's already in our young people and families. And so again, we want our kids to win. That's all we want to do. And so when you volunteer and when you donate, you're helping our kids win. That's all we want.
That's all you want. You know what? There's such a passion in the way you talk. It's so easy interviewing you, Carlos, because I know you said you know, were a graduate of Pitt and Robert Morris, correct?
And CCA Community College as well.
And CCAC, there you go. I used to teach a dance class at CCAC, CCAC South, so I feel you. But listen, like, when somebody leaves like a traditional job and then goes into that 501c3, it's a passion. And I hear that in your voice. It's almost not it's not a job for you. This is something that touches your heart. You want to see those children succeed. This is your mission. And it is evident in talking with you this morning. Very evident.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So we're talking this morning to Carlos T. Carter, the executive director of the Homeless Children's Education Fund. Homelessfund.org is the website. It's Melanie Taylor on Odyssey Radio. So talk about your full-time staff members, a little bit about that. So there's not a ton of you, correct?
No, there's like 8 of us. We do use contractors in the shelter. So we have Chris. Chris runs our team program. He's just amazing. And actually, he comes from a legacy of awesomeness. His mom was recognized posthumously. She was Humanitarian of the Year at Women's Center and Shelter. She helped over 1,000 women experience domestic violence. And so she's really contributed that legacy to him. Caitlin runs our after school program. She has a big heart, very smart, and just really advocates for our families. We have Alizé, who's amazing, working with our families. We have Brian, who does a lot of advocacy and director of volunteers and community engagement. He has a great spirit. Alex, who supports our operations. Hope I'm not forgetting anybody. Probably am.
No.
Our patients, who works with our team. So they're all just really great people with big hearts. And we received an email from a mom we were helping with housing, and she said, I've never had this much support in my life.
Oh my goodness. Unbelievable. And you know what? When you go to homelessfund.org, you can see all of the members there, the staff members, and the board members too. Everyone on the board.
They're amazing. I have a great board.
Yeah.
They're big leaders, talented, with big hearts as well. Because I don't only look at skill and resources, but I say, where are people's hearts? They have a heart for the mission. Are they people who believe what we believe and looking to make an impact for our young people? And they all do that. Yes, I'm very blessed.
Yeah. All right. So we have about 7 minutes left, and I want to circle back around on something. We're talking this morning to Carlos T. Carter, the executive director of the Homeless Children's Education Fund. It's Melanie Taylor on Odyssey Radio. Thank you for joining us. The website is homelessfund.org. All right, somebody's just now listening. They just turned on the radio and they're like, wait, what exactly is the Homeless Children's Education Fund? Let's circle back and tell everybody, Carlos, what exactly it is, the mission statement, so to speak.
Absolutely. Our mission is to advance the education of children and youth experiencing homelessness in southwestern PA, but focuses in Allegheny County, empowering them to be contributing members of society, and so essentially that's it. We would leverage education to break the cycle of homelessness, because we know if you don't at least have a high school diploma or GED, you're four and a half times more likely to experience homelessness. Of course, we want them to go beyond that.
Right.
But we want our kids to win. So we're leveraging education, meeting their material and emotional needs, and getting them excited about education and exposing them to, a broader vision, because a lot of times when people are experiencing trauma of homelessness, mm-hmm. You're in fight or flight mode and you can't see past where you are. So our job is to help them meet their immediate needs. As I said, it's hard to be amazing when you're hungry. Even though you are amazing. And so, our job is to support the material needs, but also get them prepared for planning for the future and let them see past the crisis, that they can navigate that with support. The biggest factor in resilience is a loving and caring adult. One time I was, because I do a motivational speaking, I was a keynote speaker one time at Woodland Hills, and I did How My Teacher Changed My Life. And I pretty much told the 450 people that, the biggest factor that for a kid, no matter what your challenge is a loving, caring adult. Mm-hmm. And that each of us has the opportunity to be that loving, caring adult that can be a game changer. To let our kids know, but I can do anything. I matter because you care.
That is absolutely so true. Amazing. And it's, wow, what you just said really affected me. It's hard to be amazing when you're hungry. Like, bottom line.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
You're stressed.
Right? Yeah. And it is true. So domestic violence, I've done a lot of these interviews in mental health and low education levels. But there's also, these are some of the reasons addiction, that there is homelessness. It's not just, I can't get that job or I'm down on my luck. There's a lot of other factors that contribute to this. And that's why you want to build these children up to win,
Yeah, a lot of times I think just to humanize, I think even with COVID, right, people have lost their businesses,
yes.
People have their jobs. Those are reasons we had that experience. Once our house burned down, that's a big reason. Experience, we helped some families in the Hill District, their house was burned down. And so, right, they were working people, and a lot of people have jobs that are experiencing homelessness. People don't really, they think everybody's a lazy bum. That is not true.
No.
Again, our job is to peel back labels and find people. And I love how Dr. Mike Wallop says, approach people with empathy and inquiry. So be empathetic and ask questions. Don't assume. It could be you. It could be your son or daughter. Anything. There are many reasons. It's not just drug addiction.
Right.
And so I think we need greater empathy. And I think that I say it's easy. It takes more energy to pull somebody up than it does to knock them down. But I think we need to be in the category of lifting a hand.
100%. I'm trying to teach my kids all these too. It starts at home. Legitimately,
yes.
all of these traits, you have to start it at home. That's where it starts.
Agree. We have to model away.
Yeah. We have about 3-4 minutes left, and I want to ask you something, and I'm assuming you're going to know this answer. So Carlos T. Carlos T. Carter, the executive director of the Homeless Children's Education Fund, is who I've been talking with this morning. It's Melanie Taylor from Odyssey Radio. Thank you for joining us. Homelessfund.org. Homelessfund.org. Okay. Someone's listening this morning, they are struggling, or they know somebody struggling, or they know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody struggling. What do you suggest they do first? Is it go to the website? What do they do first?
What we do, we work with existing providers. And
okay.
So if someone's looking for housing, we recommend that they go to the Allegheny link.
Okay.
So you can Google that number, and they help with housing specifically. But we work with the schools and a lot of the community organizations. So we're not always the direct, but we're referred because we have limited resources with the 8 people.
Yeah.
But our people do a lot, but that's pretty much how we go through those channels. But if someone, has a student who needs, who they think could benefit our service, you can maybe go to our website. But a lot of it, we work through those partners.
Right.
Themselves, yeah.
That's who you were saying, like Pittsburgh Public, I see in my notes, and Woodland Hills.
Yes, we work closely with them, the counselors and school counselors.
Right.
We work with a lot of those individuals. Sometimes we do directly, not a lot, like even a family who were burnt out in the Hill District, the city reached out to us, our partners at the city of Pittsburgh.
That's great.
Out to us, and so we help the families with supplies and clothing and things like that. But again, we're education, but we have to also be open to meeting immediate needs as well.
Right.
It's hard to be awesome. When you meet a needs. My board member came up with that, but I thought that was amazing. And she's right. It is hard to be awesome when you're experiencing some traumatic events or your basic needs aren't met.
Right. So, and Still Valley and Still Rocks, too. I want to mention both those schools. That's great. So in case a teacher would be listening this morning, or, you know, an educator or a guidance counselor, that would be absolutely wonderful. That's great. We're talking this morning. We have about a minute left. It's been so much fun learning so much. And I learn when I do these interviews, too, because something legitimately, I hate using this cliche, could be right in your backyard. Right there. And you're like, wait a minute. What is this place? Never even knew about this. Wait, this service, they do this? We're talking with Carlos T. Carter, the executive director of the Homeless Children's Education Fund, homelessfund.org. It's Melanie Taylor. Carlos, what do you want everyone to know about the Homeless Children's Education Fund? Wrap it up in 30 seconds or less, if you can. What is that one thing you want everyone to know about?
Again, we want kids to win. So despite their housing status, we want to peel back labels, discover people, be more empathetic and loving to people, to know that anything is possible for them. So just because you experienced domestic violence, you grew up in poverty, there was some unfortunate situation, we experienced homelessness, that you can do anything. And so when you support our mission, our work, you know that you're supporting an organization that's collaborative. We work with the police, we work with school districts. We're not a silo, that we're serious about this work, and we believe in our kids and families, and we're willing to do what it takes to partner with them to help them win. We want our kids to win no matter what they're going with at the end of the day. And so we invest in us. You're investing in our kids' opportunity to realize the best versions of themselves in pursuit of the American dream.
Perfect.
Through education.
Carlos, it's been nothing but a pure pleasure this morning. Thank you for joining us on Odyssey Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless you all.